Tanse, good afternoon, everybody. I want to first of all thank Chief Whitney for inviting us to Tsuut'ina Nation for this great event today, and thank Minister Chandro and Wilson for being here and the announcement they've made today for us. This is a very important announcement, and if you want to look at history a little bit, this is the second time that Alberta has stepped forward in support of self-administered First Nation policing. The last time was under Minister Madu, where the Police Act now recognizes self-administered police services in Alberta on an equal status and footing as all police services in Alberta. The announcement today now starts looking at the equity and fairness that needs to be in the funding agreements that are given to self-administered First Nations policing. We can no longer be able to properly protect our communities and properly protect our employees without announcements such as this. The systemic discrimination that's shown out there shows up numerous times in our funding agreements, where equal funding from the same source of funding for First Nation policing shows the RCMP receiving 14% more in funding than self-administered receive, where we do exactly the same job. We have proven ourselves to be a real police service. That is done through independent audit carried out by the Solicitor General's office, and every one of our police services has been through numerous of those audits, and in every time we have been found to be 100% compliant. And what that means is when we're looked at independently, we are found that the police service we are providing is what is expected of policing in the province of Alberta. So we've proven ourselves, and statements like such as made today by Minister Chandro has recognized that. And this will go a long ways to extending the equity that is required for self-administered policing. Our policing agreements with Canada and Alberta right now, with Canada being our 52% partner, says things like, we are not allowed to have specialized sections. However, how do we deal with the challenges that there are on nations in areas such as drug trafficking, organized crime, if we're not funded or allowed to have sections to deal with that? So it's announcements like this today that starts moving us forward to equitable and fair policing, so the service we provide not only to the First Nations we police, but also overall to the citizens of Alberta and Canada starts to bring us in line where we're at. Hi, thank you.